welcome back to the studio here. Liv the Web Girl, also known as our very own
Pumpkin Head.
Porkchop, I gotta tell you, that is a masterful thing you created right there. That sounds so good.
Thank you. And dude, that was so much fun watching Liv with her pumpkin head on. Seriously made my day.
We were cracking up because some people were like, oh, but then they acted like it was no big thing. Like when you guys were in there for a few minutes, people were just carrying on like
people
normal.
People were like trying to act, I think, normal also too. They were probably still waking up, but everyone was just like giving us side eyes like, what is going on? What are they going to do next?
This one guy in the car next to us at a red light looked at Liv and just started dying laughing.
Yeah, one girl was listening to us and she walked in. She's like, no way, it's going to be the Starbucks I'm headed to right now. And then she walked in and it was the Starbucks. And she's like, I was just listening to you guys.
That's amazing.
I love it. Hey, you can see it on Instagram, Joe and Mackenzie. We'll also put it up at joemackenzie.com. So, Mackenzie, you brought up an interesting thing here, and it's always, I think, a topic of hot debate. 833-563-2539 if you want to join in the convo, and it has to do with social media.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting. So within our group of friends, there is a couple and they have a joint social media. And this is like apparently a common thing. So it's like their names combined, like Tim Courtney. Like, so it's Tim and Courtney's account. And it's just really interesting. I don't know. I think it's very bizarre. And I'm just wondering why couples feel the need to do a joint account. Maybe they want to do everything together. I get that. But then what I think somebody brought up, it was either Chops or Liv, that then there's definitely trust issues within the relationship if you have a joint account so you both have access all the time.
I say 99.8% of couples that have a joint account, somebody cheated or they have trust issues from previous relationships.
You think?
Yes. There's. Why would you have a joint account? Unless like grandma and grandpa, maybe. Like they don't know what they're doing to mix it. Let's take that out of the loop. I don't want to do calls about that.
Right.
But please, if you could tell me I'm wrong or explain to us, I just don't see, Mackenzie, why you would have a joint account as a couple.
So we want to know, do you have a joint account or do you have friends that have a joint account? And if you do have a joint account, whose idea was it and why do you share?
833-563-2539. We'll kick things off with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what are your thoughts on that joint social media accounts?
I think it's weird unless you're like old and married. I think it's cute. So my parents have a joint Facebook account. And it's majority for my mom, and my dad kind of like gets on and comments, and at the end he puts his name so we know who it is. So like I have friends who have joint Instagrams and stuff like that, and it just causes so many problems.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's cute if you're old.
Now, you're married. Why do your friends have joint accounts?
I don't know. They're super sensey about it.
No, like, but I wanted to ask Elizabeth, though, too. Like, why?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my friends. No. They're sensey about it. They're, like, sensitive. They're,
Elizabeth,
like, back off.
Why do your friends have joint accounts?
They think it's cute. And I'm like, no, it's not cute. It causes so many problems. Like, that was not smart.
That must be their message to the public. Like, it's cute. Behind the scenes, like, you dog, you're going to cheat on me again?
I feel like he is claiming her or she is claiming him within this relationship. Like, okay, so Chops, you and your man, very close. Would you have a joint account?
Oh, no.
No?
We've talked about this. We've seen people that have joint accounts, and we're both like, why do they do that?
Okay,
like,
so you're not in.
Yeah, no,
okay.
We're not in.
Mackenzie or Liv, let's say, forget like the whole feminist thing, Liv, but just in general, if your guy's like, hey, I really think it'd be best if we just had a joint account, would either one of you do that?
Absolutely not. I think that it's a sign, which just might be me like reaching and like really being over dramatic. I think it's a sign of codependency. Like if you can't even be dependent enough to have your own social media account, then what's actually going on in the actual real life relationship?
I agree. Absolutely not. Heck to the no. And I feel like if he wanted, I would question, it'd be a red flag to me if he wanted to do that. Because someone is calling dibs on somebody else.
Can we hear some juicy stories? Like, it doesn't even have to necessarily be you. It could be your friend or somebody you know. Like, they created a joint account because, like, something went down. Like, what happened? I want to hear from this.
We know there's a story behind these joint accounts.
833-563-2539. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Happy Halloween Eve. Can we call it that? I think I just did.
Yes, Hallow's Eve.
We're taking a few more calls here. If you got anything, 833-563-2539. Shared social media accounts, except for Grandma and Grandpa. Is that kind of a troublesome thing here? I mean, I say if that happens, that means somebody was cheating in the relationship. Olivia, thanks for hanging on. You're on Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say?
I want to say that my sister actually has a joint Facebook and Instagram with her husband, because through Facebook she found out that he was talking to multiple women, and so she caught him cheating. And one of her conditions, if they were going to work things out, is that they needed to do a joint social media, and that's what they've been doing for about a year now. And they usually get teased about it, and the first question people would ask them, like, who cheated? Like, who did it?
Theory is proven. I knew there was something behind
now,
it.
Now, let's be honest here, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy or that he would cheat again. Maybe it's just a one-time thing. I believe people can't have redemption. But if you are a cheater, is it really going to make a difference by having the joint account? Like, you can't create a separate one?
Yeah, I don't think it'll make a difference, because once you cheat one time, you're going to find a way. It doesn't matter how, it's just you're going to find a different way to do it.
So. Olivia, that is so juicy. Thank you for the fresh squeeze this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I like it. All right, now we're going to go to Anonymous here. So, Anonymous, well, we won't say your name, but we'd like to hear your story. What happened?
So, me and my significant other does have a joint Facebook account, but we've been together for about, I would say, 6-7 years now, and there's no cheating or anything like that going on. So we don't have, like, trust issues. You don't, look through my phone or anything. We just have one just in case if, something was to happen to me or something was to happen to him, then family can, just constantly just, contact us, because, like, a lot of my family don't have his phone number. Some of his family don't have mine. So we just keep it just to keep in contact or if something was to happen. But it's mainly just family and friends. And, we just have one. Just, it's simple. And a lot of other, relationships, a lot of people anyways always goes on their significant other's Facebook with their, email password. So it's kind of almost
they
like
do?
That.
I don't think they do that. I mean, like,
has Lynn's been on your Instagram, Joe?
No, I would not allow my wife to be on my stuff. And I'm not hiding anything, but Anonymous, thanks for the call. I disagree about that last part. I don't think people actually do that.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know, 833-563-2539 if you're always logging on. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What did you want to say about joint social media accounts?
So I think they're ridiculous. The girl I'm dating, ex-husband and her, had a joint account, and he would use it as a way to control her. Like, she couldn't open up messages before he'd open them, and he wouldn't let her comment unless he had already commented on something. So it was like he used it as a way to just control her.
Right?
It's just ridiculous.
Joe posed the question, hey, girl, like if someone you wanted to date wanted to do this, and that's why I said absolutely not. That would be a red flag.
No, you have to have some, like, autonomy to it, right? And your own outlet. I just thought it was really creepy and weird when she told me that.
It goes to the old adage, someone should not, they should not complete you, but you should be whole as yourself, and they could add to your happiness.
Let's go to Haley this morning. We'll wrap it up with you. What did you want to say, Haley?
Hi. So my husband now, he was married prior, and prior to that, we actually have a 10-year-old, so we were together before they got married.
Yeah.
They got a joint Facebook when they got married, and come to find out, it was because she was actually the emotional and physical abuser in the relationship. She stopped all contact between me and him, so I had to contact her to get even information about my son. So they had one so that way she could control him and see if we were talking.
So it's a control issue. Very interesting.
Thank you for calling in.
We learned a lot.
Tell you right now, if you see, like, hey, there's Joe and Lindsay together on Facebook, it means my wife busted me cheating, okay?